It's fair to say that the campus at New England College is more homey than high-end. A few time-worn buildings cluster at the town's junction in Henniker, situated between a river and a ski mountain. For students like Heather D'Souza from Pennsylvania, this rustic, no-frills atmosphere is why she's here.
It's a smaller school. You get to know most of the students here. You really get to, like, get a better experience with creating more of, like, a family away from home.
But that comes at a price. Tuition at New England College is $31,000 a year. To afford it, more than 90% of students get some type of financial aid, and on average pay half the sticker price. To attract students like D'Souza, the school needs to find ways to be affordable.
So our students are choosing wisely. They're becoming more discerning customers of higher education and really where they spend their money.
Mark Wattman handles the college's academic affairs and says the college can do more to lower costs by making better use of the summertime, when the population of around 900 typically dips to a low of 100.
If we have students moving year-round through our curriculum, we can more effectively use existing residence halls. We can use our existing classroom spaces more effectively and reduce costs while increasing the opportunities for students to take classes.
Beginning this May, the college is piloting 2 7-week terms with bigger tuition breaks and free housing in the summer. Eventually, the college will schedule both shorter and longer-term semesters year-round, so students who want to can graduate in 3 years. A handful of other colleges are also developing faster tracks to graduation. That's according to Roland King with the National Association of Independent Colleges and Universities.
And I think you've seen a lot of pressure in the last 5 years or so on smaller colleges that are not at the top of the pecking order as far as rankings and prestige, but still provide a very solid education. There are a lot of these colleges that are increasingly competing for the pool of students, and they're kind of trying to come up with any way possible to make themselves attractive to students, and certainly affordability is a key issue with all families looking at colleges today.
A 3-year program also gives college graduates a jump start on the job market. Heather D'Souza is only a sophomore, but she says staying on campus this summer is the best use of her time.
It is really hard to find a job just for the summer, and the employer knows you're only going to be there for 2.5 months until you have to return. And if you take a class during the summer, you are able to stay on campus for free. It is a lot cheaper, and there's a lot more classes available than ever before. It just gives you more time to add skill sets and just make yourself that much stronger for the workforce later.
For motivated students like D'Souza, the 3-year degree program offers huge savings. The college benefits, too. By educating more students faster, it increases its bottom line. But, of course, not all students can progress at an accelerated pace. In fact, 40% of freshmen at New England College drop out before graduation. But if the school can attract enough students for its faster track, this new model could get high marks for cutting tuition costs. For NHPR News, this is Cheryl Rich-Kern.